Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you tonight. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. Oh, we got some interesting stuff to talk about tonight. I want to say hi to some people. Come in. Today was apparently Groundhog Day, and Punxsutawney Phil. Apparently it's six more weeks of winter. I don't know what they do with this precious little groundhog, but you've got half the country mad at you right now after the snowstorm that we've just experienced. Hello to everybody jumping in. I want to say hi to a few of you, of course, that are coming in. It is cold here, so I feel your plight, people who are watching. It's very cold here in New York right now. Oh, let's see who's coming on here. I am looking to see who's coming on from what state, what city, what town. So I'm scrolling down. A lot of people talking about praying. That's wonderful. Prayer is always a wonderful thing. The effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man do indeed availeth much. Lake Isabella, California, I see you. Hello, God bless you. Southeast Pennsylvania and Philadelphia, God bless you. I see Indiana and Texas, God bless you. Oh, let's see who else is coming on tonight. Utah, God bless you. Hawaii, hello to our wonderful viewers in Hawaii. God bless you. I see Toms River, New Jersey. I know where that is. God bless you. Thank you for coming on tonight. West Virginia as well. Baytown, Texas. God bless all of you as well. Pennsylvania, I see. Louisiana as well. God bless you. I see Oregon and Iowa as well. God bless you. Oh, let's see. I see Illinois. Hello, hello. And Mesa, Arizona, God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. All of our Texas viewers coming in, I see you. God bless you. Ontario, Canada. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in Canada. We're very happy to have you on with us tonight. Australia, from the capital of Australia, God bless you. Hello to our friends across the globe in Australia watching right now and our neighbors in the Adirondack Mountains, which is about 2.5 hours north of us. God bless you. Killingly, Connecticut. Hello. God bless you to our wonderful neighbors in Connecticut. God bless you in Hungry Horse, Montana. Very happy to have you with us. I see Norman, Oklahoma as well. God bless you. Greetings from Wahia, Hawaii. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us tonight. Oh, we'll do a few more as people are jumping on now and getting notified that we're live. I see Madison, Alabama and Middletown, New Jersey. God bless you. Ontario, Canada. God bless you. Tulsa, Oklahoma as well. God bless you. Guyana, South America. Hello to our wonderful viewers in Guyana watching tonight. Very happy to have you with us as well. Oh, I see San Antonio, Texas as well. God bless you. And oh, let's see, many Arizonas coming in. Covington, Washington as well. And Camden, South Carolina. So hello, hello to all of you jumping in. Hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So there has been a lot coming out in the past few days. I'm going to open up in prayer first, but there is a lot coming out right now because the new batch of the Epstein files was released by the Department of Justice. And boy, oh boy, is there some interesting things in there. There's a lot of prophecy we have to talk about as well. So we're going to get into that in a few minutes. So we are going to open up in prayer. This could be a heavy topic, so we're going to give this over to the Lord, and then we are going to prophetically get into tonight all the prophecy, the prophetic patterns, what's connected to this, and we will do a deep dive in a moment here. So we're going to open up in prayer, give this over to the Lord, and we'll be off and running tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, Father God. Ask you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short, Father God. Lord, we praise you, Lord, that your mercies are new every single day, Lord. Father, We all sin and fall short of the glory of God, Father. We just ask you humbly to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short, Father God. Lord, we all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God. We praise you that your mercies are new every single day. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we acknowledge that you sent your Son, Yeshua, to the earth. He was the Passover lamb. He willingly died for our sins. He purchased us by the shedding of his blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. He was the Word became flesh, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins, Father God. He purchased us. He paid the price in full. From the cross, he said, "Tetelestai," paid in full. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He descended into the underworld. He took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again, ascended to be seated victoriously at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory, Father God, your truth, your might, your power, your conviction, Father God, fall in this place, Lord, that your presence saturates the atmosphere, Father God. Lord, you are welcome to have your way, Father God. Lord, we humbly submit to you, Father God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending and the first and the last. You see all things and you know all things, Father God. And we humbly submit to you, for you sit on the highest throne, Father God. Lord, we just praise you and we thank you for that, Father God. Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit would go forth now and be the counselor and minister to those watching, Father, that those would feel your presence and the weight of your conviction, Father God, and be drawn back to you tonight, Father God. We welcome your glory, Father God, to have its full way, Father God, tonight, Lord. Father, I ask you, go before us tonight. Be our front and rear guard. Order our steps and order my words, Father God. We know the steps of the righteous are indeed ordered of the Lord. I just ask that the Holy Spirit just takes order and control and fills my mouth, Father God, with your words tonight as we go forth in you. I ask you, fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord, Father God. We just praise you, Father God, for your wisdom. We praise you, Father God, because you are far above every power, principality, and might. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Father, the humble privilege and our team of being vessels of your power. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, divisions to surround the skies, the land above and below, Father God, north, south, east, and west, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God, as we go forth in you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, curse, spell, sorcery, incantation, Father God, masquerading spirits, Father God, curses, any form of weaponized demonic activity sent against us. I rebuke in the name of Jesus Christ right now. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, they be canceled, aborted, thwarted, disrupted, disabled, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. Father, and cast back to the areas you have designated, Father God, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in this place. Father, any voice that is not you, Father, we command be bound, gagged, muzzled, Father God, right now, and cast out in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, to not return or have anything sent in its place, Father. Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, and most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you. We owe you every breath. The word of God says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that your eyes wander to and fro across the earth, Father God. And Lord, we just praise you, Father God, that we have access through Christ Jesus, Father God, to the throne of grace. We come boldly but humbly to the throne of grace, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you, Father God. Help us to seek you first, Father God, amongst the tumult, amongst the noise, amongst the confusion, Father God, amongst the distractions that the enemy would attempt to litter, Father God, the atmosphere with. Help us to seek you continually and walk out our faith with fear and trembling, Father. We praise you. We thank you. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I felt that. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you who are jumping on during prayer. We're about to prophetically get into it with what has transpired over the past few days. I even have something to talk about with the opening ceremony of the Olympics that's going to blow your mind as well. But the Epstein files, this next batch was released, and boy, were there some things in there. There's a lot of prophecy attached to what I'm about to say, and we're going to go over all of it. So if you could share this broadcast right now and like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. We are so appreciative for our viewers and for you even choosing to stop and watch. We're not entitled to have you watch us. We're not entitled to have you come on. And we just so appreciate and am blessed and humbled that you have chosen to join us. So thank you very much for that. I wanted to very quickly thank Kim Taggart. Kim is an artist and sent me this beautiful picture. Isn't that beautiful? And so it came. And so Kim, thank you very much. I think I might get it framed so Chris can put it up in his man cave, because he hasn't seen this yet. But I think once he does, he's going to want it and I'm going to lose it. So basically, I just figured I should just frame it anyway, Kim, and give it to Chris. So thank you. Thank you to Kim for doing that. We very much appreciate it. And we're blessed by what all of you send us. It's just such a blessing to us. Chris has a stack of cards that are going to last him till next Christmas that he has to go through. So thank you to all of our viewers who just sent him all of those cards. He's probably going to pop in at some point and thank all of you himself. Okay, now let's get into it, guys. This is going to be prophetically deep. We're going to get into a lot here prophetically. We're going to go line by line, precept upon precept, and we're going to go over all of this. I want to start with scripture, though, before we get into what happened with the Epstein files and what happened over the weekend. I want to get into scripture. So we're going to talk about some scripture first to set the tone for tonight, and to put the word of God first. That's the sword of the spirit. Our sword should be out first, and we should be swinging it. Numbers 32:23. Notice how that's the mirror image of each other, because when a lie gets exposed, it gets reversed. So I find that interesting. But it says, but if you do not do this, behold, you will have sinned against the Lord, and be sure that your sin will find you out. John 3:20, for every wrongdoer hates the light and does not come to the light for fear that his sinful, worthless activities will be exposed and condemned. Ephesians 5:11, do not participate in the worthless and unproductive deeds of darkness, but instead expose them. And in parentheses, it says, by exemplifying personal integrity, moral courage, and godly character. There's other scripture as we go through I'm going to read as well, but I'm setting the tone with scripture. Now, I want to take you to a word from the Lord that I received December 20th, 2025. I believe I first released it on the 22nd. It was a word going into 2026. I want to read this to set the tone for what we are about to go over. Word of the Lord says, as they secretly make dark deals to keep their seats, the scandal that coils over shall intensify in order to bring forth a standard of accountability, says the Lord, against corrupt agents who are tethered to the kingdom of darkness and groups who funnel terror, says the Lord. You shall watch this unfold with a January of jeers, says the Lord. That's J-E-E-R-S. The enemy may attempt to cause fear to open gates. However, I, the Lord, shall cause jeers at those who are involved in such acts, says the Lord. A January of justice, says the Lord, shall lead to a ferocious February, setting up for a roar in March, says the Lord. The January of justice shall cause much shock, says the Lord. It shall shake the media, says the Lord. Oh, it has. Plots uncovered shall even rattle the cabinet, says the Lord. So they reevaluate their relationship with me, and some will fully come on to me, the Lord thy God, from such, says the Lord. Right at the end of January, I believe it was January 31st, January of justice is when all of this flood comes out in the open. So we're going to start first with this news article about Jay-Z, and we're working our way to Zohran Mamdani and his mother because she was found in the Epstein files as well. So let's start with Jay-Z. Okay. Jay-Z named in Epstein files, Beyonce's husband under fire. Okay. Now, allegedly, she's lost millions of followers as well, besides Jay-Z, since this came out. It says the 3 million new documents from the Epstein files name American rappers Jay-Z and Pusha T as they join the high-profile Hall of Shame. The Department of Justice released a new section of the Epstein files earlier today in a 3 million-page document. 2,000 fresh photos and videos have revealed that billionaire singer Beyonce's husband, Jay-Z, whose real name is Sean Carter, by the way, was reportedly present at Epstein Island in 2019. That's interesting because that's right when COVID struck, too. I want to take you back to September 24th, 2024, which is interesting, the date of this prophecy, because 24 plus 24 equals 48, and that's our next election, and that's our next presidency. September 24th, 2024, word of the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day. Oh, hold on one second here. I gotta go back. Here we go. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day. This is the brink, says the Lord, of a purge that is about to bring the largest collapse Satan's music machine and empire has ever seen. The cornerstones are being pulled out, and their chain gang has been ordered from my courts to be cut in multiple areas to break the agreement and solidarity to hide such heinous dark deeds. The dross is coming to the top, says the Lord. It's about to boil over. The cauldron of their own making is about to be tipped over, and many capital will be swept up in such scandals, capital. They shall become like lepers, says the Lord. As the horror comes forth of how many who have been living in the woods of Hollywood, and on the hill, that's capital, and within the cities, thinking, I am at ease, my deeds are safe, and I am feasting and prospering from such darkness. Their names and brands and pinnacles are about to be smeared, capital, with scandal, says the Lord. It shall be swift, that's capital, says the Lord. It shall, for the justice of Yahweh, the joy of the Lord, has gone into the earth, and men should tremble at their deeds to make a name for themselves. For those who have attempted to curse, capital, others with their mouths, that are nothing more than open tombs, that shall be accounted unto them in this time for daring to try to curse what I, the Lord, have blessed and favored. That curse shall bring condemnation upon them and their cohort if they do not repent, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the truth of those who took their own lives within music and media, the truth is about to come forth of what they were threatened with and the perverse acts they did to make a name for themselves. This shall be uncovered and exposed, as you shall see a very large exodus off the ship they have sailed upon and laughed upon their exploits. The truth of the twitches, switches, indulgences, and dainties shall come to the surface for a Z. And their chain of horror shall come forth for a Z. The Lord was talking about Jay-Z because he's talking about music and Hollywood. And the last sentence for a Z, it's the letter Z, and their chain of horror shall come forth. And now this has come out in the open. I want to actually read to you James 4:4. And James 4:4 says, "You adulteresses, do you not know that being the world's friend is being God's enemy? So whoever chooses to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." Now, this is James 4:4, which, you know, when you put it together, it's 44. So 4:4, 44, you know who was the 44th president of the United States? Jay-Z's friend, Barack Obama. Those two are linked and connected. That's what James 4:4 says. And this was not the only thing that came out. As the government shutdown happened, the prophetic timing of the shutdown, we're going to get into in a moment. But as the government shutdown happens again, the second time in 6 months, Zohran Mamdani, the newly elected mayor of New York City, his mother is exposed as not only being in the Epstein files, but of actually allegedly partying with these people. So we're going to put up the New York Post article for you. This is where it's going to get real interesting. Zohran Mamdani's mom mentioned in Epstein files email about films she directed, DOJ's newly released documents show. Mayor Zohran Mamdani, Mamdani's film director mother, is mentioned in the newly released trove of documents tied to the late pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. The Democratic Socialist mom, whose name is Mira Nair, attended a swanky after party at convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell's house for her film, Amelia, that was also attended by former President Bill Clinton and Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. According to an email sent by publicist Peggy Siegel to Epstein on October 21st, 2009. Now, first of all, interesting thing about Zohran Mamdani's mother. Her first husband's name was Mitch Epstein. Epstein, this is a fact. Her first husband's name was Mitch Epstein. And as the shutdown happens for the second time in 6 months, the flood of this comes out. So that shutdown, in a way, is prophetic for what is getting shut down in Hollywood, in the media, in the music industry, how people's careers are getting shut down from this, how their social media is getting shut down. Jay-Z apparently took down all his social media. So the timing of this shutdown, as these files are released, is actually quite prophetic, because during a shutdown, this all comes out. Think about the symbolism of that. And Mamdani's mother being exposed all comes out along with Jay-Z and others about 1 month before Purim 2026, which is also marked by a blood moon. Zohran Mamdani has the name Haman hidden in his name. So Zohran Mamdani, you can spell the name Haman from his name. Haman from the book of Esther, the enemy of the people of God, who deceived the king, put forth a decree of destruction, which then a divine reversal from the intercession of the people of God went forth and exposed Haman and destroyed him and his entire family line. The timing of this coming out now is following this year's timelines of these Purims marked by blood moons. Purim 2025. Marked by a blood moon, Purim 2026, marked by a blood moon. These are coming out and being exposed within that timeline. So I'm going to show you something very interesting right now from that article. Ready? Here's the headline from the New York Post and what others are carrying as well. Zohran Mamdani's mom mentioned in Epstein files email, DOJ newly released documents show. That's the headline, right? This is coming out between the two Purims and the two blood moons. This is what you can spell from the headline, from what's happening. You can spell Purim, Haman, Esther. Decree, destruction, pride. You can also spell the word madman, by the way. But Purim, Haman, Esther, decree of destruction and pride. It's not an accident. This is coming out between the two Purims and the two blood moons. And all of this is coming out in the open now. And you can actually spell all of that from the headline and from the timing of what is happening. That's not an accident, people, that that's happening that way. Now, I want to go back to the to 2020, and we're going to go back to 2020, and we're going to work our way up. May 7th, 2020, word of the Lord. I am marking the corrupt, says the Lord. I am marking them with a scarlet letter, and their charges shall be hung around their necks, as this is the time of the righteous judge. This is a time of mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. Many have been weighed and found wanting, and as this shaking occurs in this country and around the world, it shall shake the chains of blindness and bondage off of many. The veil shall be lifted, says the Lord. Confusion will lose its grip as we see who is bound and paid for with the blood of the innocent, with corrupt blood money, with entitlements and indulgences that come from the kingdom of darkness, says the Lord of hosts this day. November 17th, 2020. The partner of the man called Soros shall be revealed. There is greater behind him, and I, the Lord, am pulling the curtain back, opening the gates, capital, and exposing what is laid behind an iron capital veil of secrecy for too long. It is time, says the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, for the Lord to demonstrate his power to the earth and to shake the enemy's key headquarters, for the written law of the Lord God Almighty is going forth into the earth. They shall make clanging noise. It shall be clanging noise for those who gave their soul over to works of darkness and marked money, says the Lord thy God this day. And this is the same word from November 17, 2020. I, the Lord, am destroying the axle of the operation. They will suddenly fall off the entire quiverful, says the Lord of hosts this day. For it is hunting season, says the Lord. Okay. And hunted they shall be, says the Spirit. The super predator shall become shaken prey, as they shall attempt to push each other out of the way, to run from the sword of justice and the scales of truth. Their lies have been weighed, the blood on their hands has been weighed, their silver has been weighed, that they so greedily took to betray a country, attempting to remove the covering under God, that's capital. However, I, the Lord, have heard the cries of the remnant. I have heard the sacrifice of praise that they have brought into the house of the Lord. And I, the Lord, say, I will begin to dry up a river of blood that has given the kingdom of darkness its power, and the proponent shall be brought to justice, in some cases supernatural justice, for their crimes in encouraging the people to pass their children through the fire. And I, the Lord, shall part this river of blood and expose its wells feeding it, and the wells shall be dried up, as I, the Lord, begin to restore the imbalance in this nation that has purposely been made top heavy to fraudulently tip the scales in their favor. This is back in 2020. The Lord starts saying this, right? Right around the time and right before the time of the 2020 election, because this was the future event. It's now. We all saw what happened in 2020. What the Lord was speaking was for now. December 28th, 2020. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I am going into the back office and bringing it to the forefront. And oh, the files that will be found. The files. What are they releasing? How many pages of files right now? Calling it the Epstein files. Oh, the files that will be found. I, the Lord, am warning Mitch to stop shaking hands and making agreements with the rich. Now, wait a second. Wasn't the name of the first husband of Zohran Mamdani's mother, Mitch Epstein? The name of Mira Nair's first husband, who's Zohran Mamdani's mother, is Mitch Epstein. And December 28th, 2020, the Lord says, I, the Lord, am warning Mitch to stop shaking hands and making agreements with the rich. Now, this was for Mitch McConnell too, but I find this interesting. For this is an hour where those in office shall be made transparent and revealed to the people what has been hidden away in their tents. And all will make sense. A pence for your thoughts, says the Lord of hosts. Word of the Lord, February 26, 2021. This is some of this is capitals here. I am God, meaning the Lord. I will not, capital, be mocked. And those who have dared shall now be ensnared with the word fool written across their heads. I am, capital, making a mockery of their delicacies. Humiliation shall be their portion as they have bowed to a constricting, greedy, deceptive spirit that dwells in the political arena. And that spirit is being sent in retreat as they shall fumble their words and expose the deeds done in the back office of chambers and airstrips. Isn't that funny? Because the Epstein is all about the flight logs. The flight logs going to his island, going to the airstrip on his island. And the Lord specifically mentions airstrips. The deals, the fine print shall now be exposed as I, the Lord, know the hiding places of their sin. And it shall now find them out in the most unexpected and unusual of ways. They will fumble, says the Lord. I will act. Very interesting, isn't it? April 8th, 2021, and it shall expose the Jekyll and Hyde lives of these leaders, the front and back office, the dirtiness of black books. Remember that word, black books, illegal weapons runs and exchanges for commodities and stock options, involvements with drug lords and terrorist groups, pay to play terror attacks customized to give them certain standing, false heroes fabricated upon agreed upon attacks, harming their own nations to make the people dependent upon their sculpted heroism. The shock and outrage at who is met and agreements made shall enrage the people to a point of clear separation as hostility boils over at the leaders of these nations. Now, one of the things the Lord said is the dirtiness of black books. The Epstein contact list that he kept was called his black book. It was publicly reported as his black book. And one of the things the Lord names April 8th, 2021 is he's exposing the Jekyll and Hyde lives of these leaders, the front and back office, and the dirtiness of black books. This was almost 5 years ago that this word was given. Epstein's contact list was referred to as his black book. Now, May 17th, 2021. The plumb line has been dropped. The measuring rod for leadership and the churches for judgment begins in the house of God. And I, the Lord, shall now expose the most shocking cover-ups amongst leadership who wanted to toy with ungodly principles and mammon and other gods and do what they were instructed, for an unholy cord binds them to the corrupt. And now I, the Lord, shall cut that cord and prune, capital, for the leadership who stands in this hour. I, the Lord, will, capital, protect, and I will prosper and excel them in the midst of the pressure and the shaking. I shall steady them upon the solid rock of my son, capital Yeshua, Jesus, who died for your sins. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, the true men and women behind the mask will be exposed in this hour. I am pressing it forth and laying it plainly before the people, for this is the time to choose this day whom you will serve. Who will you serve, O America, with your amber waves of grain? Oh, I speak to the eagle, I speak to the eagle, and I speak life and praise into its wings, and it shall lift up its wings and glorify the God in heaven who is warring on your behalf. That was May 17th, 2021. Now we're going to get into 2022. September 6th, 2022. Watch the monuments in New York City, how they are laid bare. Watch the courthouses, says the Lord, and the most recognizable of government buildings. Watch what comes forth from them. Watch as they attempt to conjure up arches and spirits as a major split occurs, as the split goes from New York City to the capital of New York, as foolish decisions and unholy agreements cause the seats to shake and a sudden overturning to occur, as there is a fault line that runs from New York to Washington, D.C., and it shall be triggered, says the Lord. That's got a dual meaning. We know there's fault lines when it comes to earthquake, but a fault line being triggered from New York to Washington, D.C. It's a line of exposure, a line of fault, a line being triggered where it's going to, it runs down, and that's what we're watching happen right now. That is what's happening with the release of these files. Word of the Lord, September 17th, 2022. I, the Lord thy God, am tuning them to bring forth a new song in this season as the elections approach. And says the Lord thy God, this day you shall see a shock with the elections, very unsettling for those who have been holding hands in the dark on both sides of the aisle, says the Lord. For I shall sever and divide that agreement. I shall sever and divide the way they are casting lots for this nation. For I, the Lord thy God, this day say, Haman shall not cast lots for this nation. The wicked shall not cast lots. I shall cast lots for the day of their destruction, says the Lord. For they have refused to listen to me in this hour, and my children who have listened, I am raising them up. I am repositioning them. I am reconfiguring them and realigning them in this hour in order to bring forth one of the greatest points in history you have ever seen. That casting lots comment is from the book of Esther. Haman is the one who cast lots. Zoram Mamdani, and let's see if I can do this real quick to show you. Okay, Zoram Mamdani, Haman. Okay, here we go. Oh, no, I need my red pen for this. Okay. Haman. Okay, here we go. Zoram Mamdani has Haman in his name. He could actually spell Haman from his name. That's not an accident. That's prophetic, being the man was raised up in between two blood moons, both marking Purim 2025 and 2026. Okay. April 28th, 2023. New York City shall see its largest shaking. There is an event on the cusp. They have ignored the warnings. They have ignored the signs. They have laid the groundwork in bliss. And now, says the Lord, the mayor and the government of New York shall be caught in a tar pit of their own making. Darkness, tar, rubble. They have set up their false gods to challenge the Lord and my covenant and my word. That's capital. And I, the Lord, shall answer that challenge. The mayor and the government of New York shall be caught in a tar pit of their own making. The mayor's office in New York City is allegedly in a panic that right after he's sworn in, it is exposed his mother is in the Epstein files. They are in an absolute panic over this. I do not think Zoram Mamdani, if this is following the timeline of the book of Esther, is going to serve his full term. I'm going to say that right now. If this is following the timeline of the book of Esther, Zoram Mamdani is not going to serve his full term. Also from April 28th, 2023. And thus says the Lord, the Exodus in New York shall turn as new leadership arises, for they think they have bound New York for the sake of Washington, D.C., says the Lord. They think they have so deeply embedded their nails and screws of perverse ideology, of wickedness, blasphemy, of murder. They think, capital, they have embedded it deep enough. However, capital, says the Lord, the hammer shall come, and the back of the hammer shall be used to tear up those nails one by one, and then shall come a drill on reverse, and it shall begin to lift the screws up and out. It says, thus says the Lord, the Exodus in New York shall turn as new leadership arises. When Zoram Mamdani arose, there began a huge exodus out of New York City. May 6, 2024. New York itself will catch freedom, says the Lord. It will, as Albany ruptures, says the Lord, and New York City is shaken and statues in high places fall. There shall be a spiritual awakening, a reviving of calling on the name of my son, Jesus Christ. It will occur as they are set to bring another altar into New York to call on their gods for a victory in the fall. That altar is a warning. And if leadership in New York so allows it, that shall be their sealed certificate of removal. Just watch, says the Lord, for this shall affect the whole East Coast, says the Lord. Now, the fact that he gets into office and then his mother is exposed for being in the Epstein files, I'm telling you, the decrees of destruction are coming. We are 30 days out about from Purim 2026, which is also marked by a blood moon. The timing of these things is not an accident. It's a timeline. And what the enemy attempts to do, I believe in the nation, or how I perceive the Lord showed it to me, is he casts multiple timelines in the nation. He doesn't just cast one. He hedges his bet. He's not going to put all his eggs in one basket and just attempt to cast one timeline and fill it. No, all at once, he's going to cast so many timelines so people can't keep up on it and put it all together in hopes that if one fails, he's got seven others over here that he has cast in order to try to fill. This is what he's doing right now. He is casting multiple timelines according to scripture in multiple areas of the nation in order to try to hedge his bet. So if one is weakened or one is thwarted, he's got plenty over here to try to attempt to fulfill. This is why it's important for us to understand he operates this way and to not just look for one timeline, but to look for multiple timelines when it comes to how the enemy operates. The axe timeline is still at play. First Stephen was killed, and now they're going to go after James. That's still at play. The Esther timeline's at play. There's multiple timelines that are at play. There was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. And the house of David grew stronger and stronger while the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker. That is another timeline. In the middle of that timeline is a general that's named Abner. He abdicates, basically, or he leaves the dynasty of Saul, and he joins and makes an alliance and a treaty with David to bring David the kingdom, to bring the part of the people that don't agree with David and unite them to David. I believe John Fetterman is one of those people, and that's why you have to pray for his life right now, because they want to try to take him out because he is standing in the way of what is going on in Pennsylvania and in Congress. He is standing in the way, and you just need to pray for him and pray for his safety. But what I'm saying is there's multiple timelines at play at once. September 24th, 2024. Governors and mayors will have to step down in this hour, for they were warned, and they continued their perverse exploits and doctrines of devils, laws meant to plant chaos instead of stability. They will have to step down, their name cemented in scandal. Their name cemented in scandal. And woe, as three woes shall come forth, says the Lord, from the East Coast, from the West Coast, and near the heart of your nation. Right now, Zoram Mamdani's name is embroiled in scandal because of what has just come out about his mother. And that's not just going to go away. This is where you may see a sculpted attack in New York City to attempt to change the news cycle and get this out of the news cycle and separate him from what has come out about his mother. This is where you're going to see the sculpted heroism that the Lord speaks of, pay-to-play attacks, attacks sculpted in a city to attack their own people in order to try to take control of and drive a narrative. This is where you have to intercede and pray, because this is where we may watch this arise, especially between Purim and Passover. Now, word of the Lord, February 13th, 2025. Purim is marked, says the Lord, the Haman shall be hunted, the decrees reversed, and a disaster shall be averted. A blood capital moon, says the Lord. Pray for the reversal of the destruction of family lines, for that assignment has gone out. However, the prayers of the saints will be what reverses it by a hair. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jesus Christ. Word of the Lord, February 20th, 2025. This is the Hamans have gone out to hunt. For the year of Purim reversals is about to begin, says the Lord. A year of reversals, overturnings, sifting, shaking, shock, says the Lord. Shock, that's all capital. Word of the Lord, March 12th, 2025. Haman attempted to make a name for himself. Now, I want you to listen to the way the Lord says this, because this is what's happening to Zoram Mamdani right now. Haman attempted to make a name for himself, and the price was the destruction of his family line. The second Zoram Mamdani makes a name for himself, the man that has the name Haman hidden in his name, the man that has the name Haman hidden in his name, as soon as he makes a name for himself, the Epstein files, the next batch come out, and his family line, his mother, is involved. Haman attempted to make a name for himself, and the price was the destruction of his family line. I, the Lord, promote and I position. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, capital, and his capital righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The pruning shall bring forth mature capital fruit in this season. Mature, that's capital, including in the capital of Albany. For a surprise rupture of seats is imminent in New York. The winds of change have picked up speed into a whirlwind that shall run down the East Coast. I, the Lord, shall speak through the wind. Are you ready to hear what I, the Lord, Ruach Elohim, have to say in this season? For I, the Lord, am a consuming fire, and the tongues of fire of the Holy Spirit shall rest upon capitals and overturn cities at my word. Judgment and deliverance in the same day shall come in multiples. August 12, 2025. It's interesting because there was a broadcast I did, and the title of this broadcast is what's prophetic for what's happening now. It was called Exposing Spies in the Land. That was the name and title. You could go look it up. You go to arcofgrace.org, click on blogs, go to current blog, and you can find this. It was called Exposing Spies in the Land. That is what we are watching happen. I believe we are coming into a time where spies, agents from other nations who hate this country, are going to be found out in our own government. I believe we are in that time of unearthing right now, and I believe we are going to now watch this completely unfold. Word of the Lord, May 29th, 2025. This will be sobering, says the Lord. The exposure will be great, and it shall leave a gaping hole in their operation. It shall wound the heads of the beasts, says the Lord. Some wounds shall be so great, the head shall be no more. They shall be removed, some even from this earth, for stoking the flames and nursing the fire upon this altar, says the Lord. Pride cometh before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a big fall. Pride, capital, shall now be their judge and jury, says the Lord. Pride is the announcer of destruction. Let's go back to this for a minute. Pride. When there's destruction, pride is the announcer of the destruction. Pride is the gatekeeper. Pride opens the gate and announces for destruction to come. And from what's happening with Zoram Mamdani's mother, 30 days out from Purim, you can spell Purim, Haman, Esther, decree of destruction and pride. Pride shall now be their judge and jury. This is why we should all humble ourselves before the Lord. And the word of God says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When you have no fear of the Lord, you walk in folly. You walk in darkness. You walk in bondage. You walk in chains. When there is no fear of the Lord, there is no wisdom. It is all flesh. The word of God says we're supposed to be led of the Spirit so we don't carry out the desires of the flesh, because it is folly. And this is what's being exposed now. The pride has announced the destruction, and their folly is being exposed. What they have hidden, what they thought was hidden away, what they thought they were at ease, now in this time, and what coming from their own camp, the Lord, the shepherd, is going after those that were raised up in the camp of the corrupt, who now he is raising up to turn on their own and expose them in this time. This is why you see people suddenly like Nicki Minaj turning on her own. This is why you see this suddenly going on, because out of their own camp is being fashioned those that are now in this time turning on their own. July 3rd, 2025. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Denver, New York, Chicago, says the Lord, which spells DNC, by the way. The enemy seeks the occasion to make these a breeding ground of deception, delusion, laundering, sacrifice, a place of idolatry, and hub where leadership is arising, attempting to make everyone in the city worship the image of such a beast. However, says the Lord, there shall be such a turn, for the crime shall come to the surface that stretch globally. A web that such leadership attempting to arise and operate in, for they posture themselves for a victory and then will attempt to immediately lock down, says the Lord. That's what we're watching happen. However, I, the Lord, will cause a shift in the wind of such races, and leadership will be blown in another direction, says the Lord. For you seek to evict the Lord God Almighty for your gods, for you have played the thieves for your gods. And in this time, in this season, these areas shall see the largest excavation and gutting of what has lurked in the underbelly, says the Lord. For agreements between gangs and leadership shall come forth, the exchange that was made for bloodshed, says the Lord. Lord, for the time of corruption has been brought before my throne for an account in these areas, says the Lord. It shall go from the mayors to the governors. It shall go from the mayors to the governors, says the Lord. For the cloak of deeds shall be ripped off and laid bare, said the Lord. What's happening now? It's going from the mayors to the governors. Governor Tim Walz and what's happening with him now, and everything that's coming out in the open in Minnesota, and the amount of fraud at the highest levels, how much Governor Walz was involved. Mayor Zoram Mamdani, now after he's sworn in, his mother comes out as being in the Epstein files, partying with these people, being with these people, emailing with these people. And the Lord was very specific. He said it shall go from the mayors to the governors. We are watching that happen. This was back in July 3rd, 2025. Their cloak of deeds shall be ripped off and laid bare, says the Lord. Word of the Lord, July 18th, 2025. They shall attempt an attack in New York City to attempt to sculpt a hero out of the mayor's race, says the Lord. They shall plot such an attack to attempt to shake the city in order to lay claim to a seat, says the Lord, that the enemy is laying claim to, says the Lord. For the sorcery and bloodshed and grave sin concentrated within New York City, the enemy has claimed rights to such and to place his disciple upon such a seat, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, their plot shall be found out, their players exposed. One candidate shall be greatly exposed for taking large sums of money from terrorist organizations, says the Lord. And the deal was made to give them a hub and a center in New York City to be their Mecca, says the Lord. They are eyeing a Mecca in your nation, says the Lord. Their pilgrimage is on the move, says the Lord, and a great shaking. They're going to try to sculpt a hero out of the mayor's race. Watch carefully what happens in New York City now that Zoram Mamdani's mother has been connected to the Epstein files. Watch closely what happens now and how they try to sculpt a hero, and sculpted heroism and attacks come forth from the soil of New York City. August 25th, 2025. For says the Lord, I have positioned the army of the Lord, the warring ranks and divisions and areas of your nation for what is about to be overturned. Washington, D.C., Chicago, Denver, California, New York, Maryland, Texas, Arizona, says the Lord. These events are imminent, says the Lord. The implosions from within are imminent, says the Lord. The greatest scandals of the decade are set to be exposed in this time, says the Lord. Fraud at the highest levels, laundering at the highest levels, trafficking, says the Lord. The largest trafficking scheme to ever be caught and exposed is on the cusp of coming to light. I, the Lord, am leading those involved that have been diligently working for over a decade on such cases. Fraud at the highest levels, laundering at the highest levels, trafficking, the greatest scandals of the decade. We are watching that happen real time. And I believe we're at just the tip of the iceberg. And it's about to go way deeper. And we're about to see the part that's under the surface that has not seen the light of day until now. November 20th, 2025. Those whose voices fill the air shall suddenly find themselves muted, shall find themselves descending, shall find themselves in a thick forest of their own making where they cannot see through the darkness and confusion they have ushered in. And it shall be their downfall, says the Lord. Those voices must repent and back away now, for you are moments away from such an ensnaring and a fall, says the Lord. For the collateral damage must be accounted for in this time, says the Lord. The wage must be paid and the lies must be reconciled, says the Lord. For the lies, oh, the layers and layers of lies and deception that have been held together by those who claim they want to bring justice to the people. However, it is not justice they bring, but bitterness and soul sickness and the aroma of rage and confusion, says the Lord. That's happening now in Minnesota. That's happening in Minneapolis. They're calling justice, 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 but all they're bringing is bitterness, soul sickness, and the aroma of rage, says the Lord. That bitter serpent is about to turn on the snake charmers who foolishly release such and now will indeed bite them. We are watching this actively happen. And it says, suddenly those voices who fill the air shall suddenly find themselves muted. And these people are ripping down their social media accounts. Jay-Z and others ripping down their social media accounts shall find themselves descending, shall find themselves in a thick forest of their own making where they cannot see through the darkness and confusion they have ushered in. And it shall be their downfall, says the Lord. And he warns them, those voices must repent and back away now. And they didn't. And we're watching from this what has happened. Now, let me show you something to watch for right now amidst all of this coming out. Because there's another component here. And the timing of it is not an accident. And it's the Winter Olympics. And the Winter Olympics, they're attempting to open gates in the midst of all this exposure. They're attempting to open gates to try to combat it. The Winter Olympics are set to begin opening ceremony February 6, 2026, 2/6/2026. This is not a random date for the opening ceremonies. This date is very deliberate and is attached to portals in the realm of the spirit, having to do with not only the spirit of Antichrist, but opening gates within the earth. Let me show you why they chose this day as we're watching what's happening within the earth. Ready for this? Winter Olympics, 2/6/2026. Okay, so you have 6, right? Because it's February 6th, 6 for 2026, and then 2 + 2 + 2 = 6. So you have 6, 6, 2 + 2 + 2 = 6. 6, 6, 6. This is the reason they chose this date. This is not an accident. This is very deliberate. This is very calculated. This is very meticulous. Watch these opening ceremonies. It's going to expose what they're going to do next. I'm telling you right now, having to do with the spirit of Antichrist and opening gates in the earth and trying to change the trajectory of the exposure happening and also attempting to open gates over Europe to bring forth more principalities to put that area under a darker cloak. Watch what is in the opening ceremonies, because it will reveal what they are planning on doing next, because this is not an accident. They're trying to open a portal. What did the Lord say was going to be? A ferocious February. Why? Because they're trying to align dates to open portals in the realm of the spirit to not only affect Europe, but affect this nation, because the Summer Olympics are coming 2028 to Los Angeles, the year of our next election. This is not an accident. They're doing this deliberate. It's purposeful. The enemy aligns dates, times, seasons, and places to attempt to open gates, align them with ceremonies in order to try to bring forth powers, lying spirits, masquerading spirits, destroyers, those from the abyss. I'm telling you, watch. Italy better be careful, because I believe it's happening in Italy. But watch what they do in that opening ceremony. It's going to expose to you who they're going after next and what the next part of their plan is. I'm telling you, this is going to happen. That date is deliberate. It is not random. The enemy would like you to think it's random. The corrupt would like you to think it's random. It's not random. He buries his agenda so it's harder to see. But when you ask the Lord to give you eyes to see and ears to hear what the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, has to say, you begin to see under the layer of the noise and under the charade and the facade that is the surface. And you begin then to see what is really going on undercover. And this is February 6th. We're watching all of this flood come now. The timing is no accident that we are watching this flood, this second round of the Epstein files and who's in it, and very close proximity on a date that equals 666, they're having their opening ceremonies. This should tell you who they're calling on. This should tell you that they're calling on that spirit of Antichrist. They're summoning it. They're summoning it. You know why? Because the enemy's territories are under threat right now. Some of them are under threat. Some of his greatest trophies that have been some of his greatest mouthpieces. The Lord is taking his hand of justice and he is smashing that trophy case and bringing those trophies down in this time. And this is why, as the church, we have to be the standard. We have to. It says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against him. We are the ecclesia. We are supposed to be carrying that standard, the weight of it, bearing it. We are called from Almighty God. We are called by name. We are called through Christ Jesus. We are called to have a power and authority from on high, to engage the works of darkness and iniquity, to expose them, to bring the light of God to them, to shine a spotlight in order that people who are blind will see. People who are spiritually blind will wake up. They will run back to their shepherd. They will come to a relationship with Almighty God through Jesus Christ. Christ himself said, he has overcome the world. We are in relationship and covenant with him. We should understand then the type of victory we should be walking in with what we see happening in this nation and around the world. We are not meant to walk in victory when the world is having a great day, when the world is having victory. We are meant to walk in victory no matter the circumstances, because Almighty God does not bow to the systems or the leaders or the countries or the banking systems of this earth. They submit to him. None of this takes God by surprise. None of this. But we have to get a mature understanding of spiritual warfare, of how the enemy moves. The word of God says, I think it's 1 Peter 5:8, the enemy roams about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. When a roaring lion comes into a territory, he's not quiet. He doesn't sneak up on you. He announces his presence to put fear in all that live in that territory in order to scatter them, that when they scatter, they become weaker and the lion can come take prey. It's all to instill fear. A roaring lion, not a quiet lion, not a sneaky lion. The enemy doesn't come in quiet. He comes in loud and proud, because that was his original sin, pride. Comes in loud and proud, and he rattles the area in order to try to move out of the area who really belongs there, in order to take that territory. And he roars to seek who he may devour. Who's going to run when he roars? Who's going to run and trigger the prey drive that he may go devour them? We have to understand how he operates. We have to understand that when a lion is challenged, when you don't back down, when you stand there, and when that lion realizes you are stronger than it because of the authority you carry, that lion retreats quietly. That's when he retreats and looks for a more opportune time. Satan came in like a roaring lion to Jesus in the wilderness. If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. But when Christ said, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." It is written. It is legally ratified in the heavenlies and in the court of my Father in heaven. Man does not live by bread alone. And by the time Christ was done litigating that case, Satan quietly left. Just like a lion does when they retreat. We have to understand that we have to bear mature fruit in this time. And this is then seeing from a mature perspective, an emotionally mature perspective, a spiritually mature perspective. The Lord's saying, come up. Come up higher. Drive your roots deeper so I could take you higher. Because the enemy is attempting to launch sophisticated weapons and arguments in high places. And if we're busy wading in the shallow end of the pool, you'll never be able to engage and dismantle those sophisticated weapons and arguments that he deploys. It's about time for the church to mature in the ways of war, and in the ways of spiritual combat, and in the ways of the word. The Lord is calling for that maturity in this time in order to accelerate those into their position to have them ready for what's coming in 2027 to 2028, and even at the midterms. We have to be able to mature right now, because the enemy is banking on the naiveness of the church in the midst of this. And we have to be able to mature. And we have to learn that prayer isn't just sounds. It isn't just words. It is spiritual legislation and litigation in the realm of the spirit. You are litigating cases in the realm of the spirit that the enemy is constantly bringing. He is the accuser of the brethren. You're litigating that case. When you pray and have the precision of a surgeon, when you speak prophetically the word of God, you are litigating that case. Christ in the wilderness was litigating the accusations the enemy was bringing. He was litigating the temptation that the enemy was trying to get him to lure him in the flesh to defend himself instead of letting his Father in heaven defend him. That's what I say about President Trump. President Trump has to trust the Lord enough to let Almighty God defend him and not defend himself. Because that's where the enemy gets people in the flesh to come and step into that area of idolatry and have to defend themselves. But they're defending from the flesh, not from a position of the spirit. That's where the enemy ensnares. And we as the church have to realize that. Because the Lord is doing a great work in the church. And he's doing a work in this nation. And the enemy is desperate before the end of 2026 to derail it, to destroy it, and to send the nation into shock and grief. And now that we know this, this is what we intercede and pray against. Praise the Lord. So continue to pray for our leaders. And continue to pray for the souls of these people that are now being exposed on this list. Because you know what? Their souls need to be saved too. Their souls need to be saved. And if you've been watching tonight and you have never given your heart to Jesus Christ in your life, or you have totally walked away and backslidden, and you want to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ tonight, I want you to say this with me, because the Lord is pursuing those that have gone astray. He's leaving the 99 to go after the one. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come before you today as a sinner, acknowledging that I need a Savior. And I acknowledge you sent your Son Jesus Christ to this earth in the form of a man. He was the sacrifice. He was the Passover lamb. He was the sacrifice for my sins. He was beaten. He was bruised. He was crushed and pierced for my sin, iniquity, and shame. And he purchased me with the highest price, the shedding of his own blood. I ask today that Jesus Christ come into my heart, come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. From this day forward, I surrender my life to you, to make me a new creation in Christ. If you said that for the first time, or you backslid and you've rededicated your life, please email us at hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com. If you need a Bible, we'll get you one. If you need some resources, we will try to help you. So please email us at this hello email. It's so important. We should desire in the fivefold ministry, desire as the church to see lost souls saved. Christ desired to see the souls of the lost saved. And we should desire that right now. In this environment of what's happening and this shaking and people don't understand, be salt, be light, be living letters read before all men. Be that. Because it's so needed right now. Now, I don't know if Chris is watching and if he's going to come down, but I have a few more things to say, and we'll see if Chris is going to come down, because he wanted to thank all of you himself personally. I wanted to thank all of you. We sent out an email blast. We'll tell you how you can sign up for that in a minute. But we got over 30 inches of snow here. Our staff was working overtime, keeping animals warm, making sure there were food and supplies. We sent out an email blast about what was going on. And we just want to thank all of you that responded and that blessed us and is helping us with what the extra needs right now of the animals in temperatures that sometimes are plunging to -8 right now. They all have heat boards in their barns. We have plastic up to keep the heat boards in so they can come in and out. We are locking the smaller animals up at night. And so we thank everybody who responded to that email blast. We do send them out. We're so blessed that you responded. If you would like to sign up for the email blast or the newsletter, you could go to arcofgrace.org, and there's two buttons in the front. You could do it that way and you press newsletter. There's the donation button and there's newsletter. Or you go to arcofgrace.org/newsletter. You can sign up with your name, your email, and your phone number. We would love to be able to keep in touch with you. We send out a free quarterly newsletter and we send out email blasts as well. We also send out text blasts. So you can put your phone number in if you like and sign up for the text blast as well. We have a prayer line too, a free prayer line. And we're very happy to be able to bring this to you at Ark of Grace. It is available Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You could call any one of those two numbers. We have prayer warriors waiting to pray with you. So please, please, please utilize the prayer line as well. Also, we're going to put up Brace for Impact because this title is very, very prophetic for what is happening in this nation and the time we are in. This is coming out in April. Five rare prophetic events that will trigger a spiritual tipping point. This book goes all the way to prophecy into 2028. So if you go to arkofgrace.org, scroll down the front page, you'll see this Brace for Impact, and you can click on pre-order now and go to Amazon and pre-order the book. We thank everybody who has pre-ordered it so far. And this book is really there, not only to prophetically talk about what's coming, but also to equip the body of Christ for this intense season that we are in. Because once you get the land, you got to keep the land. Once you fight and win the land, now you got to keep the land from outside invaders. And that's kind of what we're doing as well. Okay, Chris has just walked in. He's just walked in. He must have heard me.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you heard me?
Yes,
okay.
And your words.
And come on.
From the
come
Lord.
Come in for a minute.
Hi, people. Thank you, all the people here that prayed for me, for the difficult time with my body, and now that I feel better, I believe the Lord is healing me more.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. And I was not really able to come. Your powerful words, oh man, the Lord was touching and using your mouth and mine powerful, and I was not able to enter this at the time.
Okay.
But praise the Lord. And
all the cards people sent you?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. But also the word that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
For us, the whole
body
world,
of Christ, yes, and
yes,
the world.
I believe Jesus is right here with us,
mm-hmm.
with every breath we're alive.
Yes.
If believe it or not, he's living and active in our bodies.
Yes.
So with every breath and also every drop of blood that he shed for us is on us and into us. So I need to say it to everyone. Because I died three times. And
that's true.
The presence of Jesus and his Holy Spirit helped me live.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he could do it for anyone in the world, and he wants to do it.
Yes,
also.
He does.
So,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I have a couple of more things to go over real quick. So, the Sentry H2O we're going to put up. These are the last two things before we let you go for the night and land this plane, people. This is Sentry H2O. It's a 5-stage under the sink water treatment system. You can use promo code GRACE10 for a 10% discount. It removes harmful toxins. It's only amazing for you, but for your pets. Our pets can actually get stones and other issues from the content that's in our water. So they have an under the sink system. They also have a whole household system if you're interested in it. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, find Sentry H2O, and use promo code GRACE10 for a 10% discount. And then we also have Switch with Amanda Grace. If you go to switchwithamandagrace.com, somebody associated with our team will call you. These are products that we have been using in our household for years that have been safe for all our pets. Many of these cleaning products that are used in the mainstream market not only have hormone disruptors, but they are really toxic for your pets. And with all the different animals we have here at the Ark, we love these cleaning products because we're able to safely use it around them and not have to worry. They also, I've used their makeup. I have used also they have vitamins as well. So if you go to switchwithamandagrace.com, this company has been around for a long time. The products are made in the USA, which is so important with what is happening right now in the world. And sign up and one of our team members will call you. And the proceeds go to Ark of Grace Sanctuary. So this is to help us with the sanctuary and to help us with the move that's going to be coming up in the months ahead to move the entire Ark. So thank you, everyone.
Oh, Amanda.
Yes.
One thing I guys want to say, okay. Also, I said thank you for all the prayers for me. Uh-huh. And also, I'm praying for people in America because the terrible cold areas, and
it's very cold. Yes,
so much snow and yep. Areas that it's not really allowed,
yeah,
to do this, uh-huh. But it happened, and mm-hmm. I'll pray for Tennessee
and the Carolinas, and Carolina. Yes, Texas,
uh-huh, and or even
Florida. The iguanas are falling out of the trees in Florida, people. Pray for the iguanas. They're just falling out. Can you imagine me? They'd be filming me picking up every iguana and bringing it in the house. I couldn't take it. So pray for the iguanas in Florida as well. Was that all you were going to say?
Yes.
Okay. So we are going to be back on most likely Thursday night, but we will announce live. We'll be putting out shorts as well. And we always want to encourage you in the word as we end. So armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, we have other psalms there for you to say the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, which means you have to activate it. And you have to use it because it's a sword, and a sword that's not being swung isn't very useful. So we want to encourage you to actually use the word on a daily basis. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. I speak those scriptures every single day, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6. So important, the order of that prayer when it comes to our prayer life. Also encourage you in Hebrews 11, because Hebrews 11 is one of the greatest chapters on faith. So if you need to go deeper in your faith, to understand it, to understand how these great men and women of the Word of God walked in faith, Hebrews 11, we want to encourage you to read as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team as well for hanging in there with us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will see you live later on in the week. Keep the faith, everyone. God bless. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless.